3, 2, 1, and welcome to another episode of Rebel Crime Radio. My name with
Hot Mess.
That's right. Hot Mess has been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been. It has been.
I mean, aren't you glad that we're like out of?
I'm happy.
It's been so cold.
If it snows one more time, I'm gonna have to punch you.
I think we're good with the snow right now. Like, we had 46 degrees yesterday. I think we're good. I'm good on the snow. Mother Nature, if you're listening to the podcast, good on the snow.
Just give us spring. That's what we want.
Yeah,
right,
spring
now.
Spring at this time. And if we get snow, I think the people you should punch are the ones that complain about the heat. I don't want to hear that one person, it's too hot.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yes.
I'm going to throw my shoe at you. Mm-hmm. It's not hot. Drink an iced tea. You deal with the week one. The weather we went through, 13 degree weather, the 70 degree weather.
And you're going to complain about 70 to 80 degrees.
I'm telling you. No, not even that. 90. I'm not complaining.
Oh, no. I don't even complain at 90 at all. If it's 100, I don't complain.
So?
I don't sweat, so I'm good.
You don't sweat?
No. I don't really sweat. I have to really be running or doing something.
I find that hard to believe.
To be. I'm human, but I don't sweat.
Do you wear deodorant?
Say what?
Do you wear deodorant?
I do at times.
That means you sweat. That's an antiperspirant.
No, like, I feel like if I'm gonna do something nervous, mm-hmm. like if I'm gonna go on stage, I'll put deodorant. But if I'm just regular, I don't need to put deodorant. I can be funny on some swipes.
Alright, well,
TMI?
Not really.
You're making that look like you don't wear deodorant.
I use wipes.
You use wipes?
I do, when I go to the bathroom. I never did before.
What are you talking about? I thought we were talking about the underarm.
Well, you use them for underarms?
Deodorant.
Oh, you said, what a swipe said.
You don't
swipe the deodorant.
You put it on and rub it.
You don't.
That's what I do when I actually put it on and go swipe, swipe.
100% sure you were born here, right? You were born here, right?
Yeah, but.
What are you talking about, swipe?
I mean, that's
you swipe a Metro card.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
That's why I'm confused.
No, but it's the back and forth that I do that makes me go swipe, swipe.
Man, oh man, I've known you for a while now, and I'm still trying to figure you out.
that's why they call me Hot Mess.
She said swipes. I'm like, that's why it confused me. But no, I was going.
I do it twice.
I thought you meant the wet wipes.
For my behind?
Yes, I use wet wipes. It's the best thing ever.
Oh my god!
You don't use wet wipes?
You want to go there? You really want to go there?
I mean,
you
said
really
want to
go
mess.
There.
I'm not afraid to talk about it.
Well, I'm gonna listen. You know, I always go one level ahead of you. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. Well, before you get into that, let me just let everyone know if there is some background noise. We are recording in a new location today, and I'm excited to say we're recording. We're
at my mama's house, man.
We're at Hot Mess Mama House, and we're gonna try to do this podcast. But I don't know if we're gonna be.
Well,
able
hold
to,
on. I'm gonna tell you. Lower down.
Be able
lower
to
down.
Be, no. This is her house.
Listen, but I already told her the rules.
But it's
I already told her the rules and the story. Hey, don't start the argument. Don't start the argument. Listen, you're gonna learn why I'm a hot mess. Don't get her going. But go ahead.
Yeah, but where'd you get the hot mess from?
That's
your DNA.
Yeah.
So
she can fall far from
you.
The
can go level 10, but I'm
original
sure
OG.
0 to 100.
She original OG hot mess. Oh.
So are we gonna be like? What are we? Should we keep it PG? Because
listen,
kind of awkward. Your grandmother sitting right there looking at me.
Hey. I do what I do.
Okay, well,
right. I can't do it for my mama. I can't do it on stage.
If I say something thrown at me, you're gonna look at you like. Okay.
Listen, I'm telling you, you gotta.
So,
you gotta
now
get free.
Now that we've cleared that out the way, all right, let's get into the wipes. So, do you use wipes or no?
When is that time of the month? Hell yeah. Yeah, you pause for a minute. Like, wait
I did.
A minute.
It took me took
wait
took
a
me a second.
I told you.
But ever since I discovered them, it's the best thing ever. Like, there's no, like, streak or anything.
No, dingleberries.
I never had those, but no.
That means you don't have hair in your crack.
No, I do, but I don't get the dingleberries. Like,
because you know how to wipe really good.
Well, we use 2-ply. I'm not a 1-ply man. I'm a 2-ply man.
Oh.
And get the good stuff.
I don't get that privilege. My husband said I go through them like
a... Oh, no. Well, see, you guys go and buy them. All you need to do is go on your job and go in the bathroom. They always put extra stacks on. Just bring you a little bag. Go in there, dump some in the bag, and just take them with you to your desk. I don't know the last time I paid for toilet paper. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wow.
I have my wife going to Colgate and just load up a few rolls. We're real low. And, you know, we live the high life.
You know they're scented toilets?
Hmm?
They're scented toilet papers.
That, I don't like those. I don't need my toilet paper scented. But
really?
Back, yeah.
I think that's cool. I'm, you know, as... I'm not privileged to get them because, like I said, they say I run through them because I put, I roll it up and then wipe. I don't take it.
Yeah, because you don't want to touch that. Don't blame
exactly.
You don't want to touch that. You got to cover your hand up.
I got to clean it from the ruler to the tutor, you know.
Are you a roller or a water? Do you wad?
I think I roll it in my hand and then I take it in there and I wipe.
That's too much work. That's too much work. I just go one. But after that, you need to.
My
I don't
is
like
open.
The.
What?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, it's a long. I pulled. It's a long pull. So enough for me to fold over.
Oh, you got long arms, so yeah. I think it's yeah.
But after that, when I'm done, you know, I get wet wipes because I saw. You know those commercials,
Cleaners,
yeah, with the British lady.
Mm-hmm. And
do you wipe
say,
your bum?
Do
you have your clean bum? And I'm like, you know what?
I've never tried that.
So you know. Wipe, wet wipe, mm-hmm. Then toilet paper. It's great.
You wet wipe first.
No, because there still might be some stuff in there.
And you don't want to see the stuff.
Not on the wet wipe. Because
you don't want to see it on the wet wipe.
It's doing that is like bringing sand to the beach. So that's why you got to do a dry first.
Oh, okay.
To get any residue, then wet to, you know.
And then after wet, do you dry it?
Dry, yes. Then dry again.
Yeah, because
you
that's
don't,
awkward feeling in your butt cheeks.
Right. You'll have
sweaty bum.
Swamp butt. You know what I'm saying?
A swamp butt.
Right. And you'd be walking around with
and you got a terminology called swamp butt.
I got it from white people.
Okay.
White people told me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, you've been talking to people about this besides me. This is not your first time you came out.
With the wipes? No, I'm not afraid to say that.
Okay. All right.
I'm comfortable enough with my masculinity to talk about the wet wipes that I use.
Sounds good.
You women had a right idea this whole time. Because I've been seeing women walk stuff when they go to the bathroom. And I always ask, what are you doing with the wet wipes? I got toilet paper in there. And it's like, you know what? You want that fresh and clean feeling, you know?
Just fresh is so clean.
You don't want any odors lingering in there for a whole day. You just want to make sure everything is wiped and, yeah.
Especially at the time of the month. You want to be as clean as possible because that's a very uncomfortable feeling.
That sucks to be a woman. I will tell you this. I love this house. This is great. It reminds me of my aunt's house when I was growing up.
Oh, she's Caribbean. Go ahead. Talk to me.
But it's great.
Yeah, talk about it.
And y'all, has all these nice pictures. There's a very nice picture of your mom in there. What, Mom, can I ask you a question, Mom? How old are you in that picture? Look at you.
She's banging.
Car.
You're easy on my mom, right? Here?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen.
That was a compliment.
Yeah, it's a compliment, but it...
That's a nice picture.
Wait, she looking at you right now. You better be easy.
All right. Can your mom... She can cook, right?
Hey, what happened?
I'm just... Look.
She can what?
I always like having a few resumes on file just in case the
you
work
me,
out.
Does she twerk?
Can cook it up. I said cook.
Oh, yeah. She can cook it up.
I always like to have a few resumes on file just in case things don't work out. I can always, you know, reference the resumes and call in a few new applicants.
Yeah,
I wish you recorded this on video. Y'all should see the side eye that she's giving me right now. Like, oh, yeah?
What?
You know, I'll cut you.
Some come in the dark.
So we're in the house here. Her mom brought me like this wonderful, delicious plate of grapes. It's delicious.
Okay,
you're asking why you didn't get any. I'm telling you right now, you have a plate of...
Yeah, because she feeds me. She makes sure, right. You know, she takes care of me. That's what mom do.
You have to keep your strength up. You know, you had a...
I just had a baby,
new addition.
Mm-hmm. New addition to the family.
And a lot of women will be mad at you because you don't look like you had a kid.
Oh, thank you very much.
Y'all should have seen that she was all belly.
Yeah, all belly.
All belly.
And now I'm just like... I just have a little pudge in that area.
Yeah, but I had a friend of mine who used to work with. She had a kid. You didn't even know she had a kid. She was so skinny.
Yeah.
And she didn't really work
it's
out.
Good snapback. That's good snapback, though.
So snap back. This is the beauty of having, I guess, kids while you're young, huh?
Yeah, if you call me young. Yeah.
You know, I'll be forgetting stuff. Like, you told me you do graphic design. I just forgot that, and I'm forgetting out how old you need to
act. Let it go.
Well, we were talking about this as we were leading into Comic on the Air, and then I'm talking about it as I'm eating these delicious grapes. Is it rude? Like, how many times can you visit someone's house and officially be called a guest?
I think one time. That's it, right? You said one time. I think one time. You said five.
I think five is fair because when I came here, right? So we're sitting here talking and I get a plate of grapes and Brenda's like, all right, well, you know, you're not a guest anymore. And I said, I'm still a guest. It's the first time I've been here. And I said, I can't get up on my first visit here and go into the fridge and help myself. I will get assaulted. That's 100% sure. I will get assaulted.
Everybody will stop and just look
at
you.
What are you doing?
Like, we'll look at you like,
and she'd be like,
nigga, please.
You'd be like, don't bring it back here. Don't bring him back here. So, just curious. You think it's one. I think it's five. I had a... Went to visit his house the first time. Met his mom, met his dad, met his sister. We go in the living room, sit, start playing Xbox, whatever. Mother comes in, we drink finish, and she's like, hey, Kevin, do you want some? Like, sure. Shall I? Go ahead. It's in the cupboard. Second cupboard from the left. Next, if you want more juice, just open the door and help yourself. So I look at my friend, like, is this okay? He's like, dude, go get it yourself.
Yeah, like, no. Like, I have a thing.
I'm
like,
not don't that comfortable. Yeah, it's like,
don't open my eyes. I don't care. Don't open my refrigerator. It's always been a thing growing up, though.
Yep.
This is
your house. I can't just go in the fridge. What if I drink something that's your husband's? He's going to be like, where's my big piece of chicken? Who ate the chicken? Mm-hmm. He's going to be pissed. I don't know. It's going to take a little bit for me to get comfortable.
I have people have, you know, come in my home and actually open my refrigerator. And it's a pet peeve, but I don't say nothing. I'm like, yo.
You don't tell them not to open your fridge?
If you really new to the game, I'm like, I'll tell straight up, if you need something, just ask me. Don't go in my fridge.
I think that's bad manners. You
but
don't
there's
just...
people that been, you know, in my house all the time. It's okay. It's to a comfort level. Yes. Like, I don't know you that much for you to come in my refrigerator and just, like, I'm telling you, sir, you know I'm real talk every day. If it was a hypothetical, I'll tell you it's a hypothetical. It's been a long time. You. That's good. I respect that.
Like,
but if you
open... That's home training. Like, I come in your house, I'm going to take my shoes off unless you say, don't take your shoes off. Yeah. Right, because when you come over to office house, I always gotta take my shoes off. Mm-hmm. Right, so if I come in your house, take my shoes off, you're like, no, don't worry, leave your shoes on. I'm like, you sure? Yeah, cool, get the pass. I'm not gonna go walk and then go in the, hey, B, what's up, you know how you help myself?
Like,
I'll be like, hell no. You better help yourself? What's this orange juice here? Open.
There's a lot of things. Like, you open my refrigerator and you might not see no food or drinks. You were like,
some tumbleweeds rolling through, right?
You were like, oh, can I have some juice? I was like, you got water in the faucet.
Some tap water.
Because when you open somebody's refrigerator, you could tell if they're doing well or if they're not doing well.
Well,
think about it. You open a refrigerator and you can see straight to the back. There's some problems here.
If you were to come to my house and open the fridge, you wouldn't see any food. That's only because I'm really lazy about shopping.
You're lazy about shopping?
Like, I do most of the cooking. Mm-hmm. When it's time and stuff. Like, I have to be like, all right, we got to go to BJ's or Costco to refill. But we're just lazy. We got stuff to eat. We got dry foods. You got to get online. You got to get the card. You got to make a list. Oh, gosh. Did we remember to get the cottage cheese? Oh, did we get the skim milk? Gosh.
I don't like shopping with my husband. He goes down the aisle twice, and that really pissed me off.
What do you mean twice? When he goes to the end and comes back?
He'll go through the whole store, you know, and then go double back.
Do y'all make a list?
I usually make a list, but it's about treats. And he's like, it's not about treats. It's about actually putting rice and beans on a plate. And I'm like, but that's your job. I just want to eat.
I said it before and I say again, you two need your own reality show.
Oh,
you guys, people are not ready. You know what? Y'all not ready.
Not ready for the hot mess home.
I wish the episode that we did with her and her husband, like, could come out, but unfortunately he was a little too loud.
He's like Ike, always loud. Like, why are you screaming for? We are right here, son. Come on.
I'm just thinking about some of the stuff that happened. And, like, the mic got distorted because he was talking so loud. I couldn't edit it down to where y'all would be able to understand it. Would have sounded like, you know, one of Charlie Brown's teachers
and
talking.
I'm so happy, like, yes.
Yeah, tell him. You tell him I said your husband is hilarious, man.
Of course, he's married hilarious. To me.
That's where you get it from.
By interjection, right?
So what have you been up to lately? What's new?
I've been up all types of 2-3 in the morning.
Kids been holding you hostage, huh?
My nipples are hurting. Just FYI. And he is going down on them suckers.
You breastfeeding?
Yeah, I'm breastfeeding. Wow. So I was like, wow.
Thank God for that. Thank God.
Yeah, it saves a lot of money. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Telling you.
And you can just pop it up anywhere. You'll be at the restaurant. Oh, you crying? You hungry? There you go.
Do you have to shake and serve, or is it just...
Just go.
You don't have to, like,
it's
shake
ready
it
made.
Up before...
Ready made.
Get everything mixed in there.
Yeah, buddy. Just pop it in the mouth.
Hot and fresh, huh?
Hot and fresh. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Yep. He is no joke. Uh-huh. Yeah, but you just enjoy them grapes, huh?
These grapes. You want one?
Freak the show.
You want one?
No, I wasn't
gonna give it to you. I wasn't gonna give it to you.
No.
Yeah, because I'm a guest. That's why I get the grapes. And they're hot, cold too, nice and sweet.
Okay, all right.
Seedless.
All right.
Y'all living a good life.
All right.
No, seedless grapes.
Mama Luke's living a good life.
Oh, well, you know you got money eating seedless grapes, boy. Yeah, getting the regular ones like everybody else.
Like,
ain't nothing worse than crunching down into a juicy grape and hitting the seed.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Because it takes the sweetness.
But it's organic. I think that's.
Yeah, no, this, they, you know, that's lab. Modified. But,
yeah, that's lab.
But unlike you bite down to a big juicy grape and it's all sweet till you hit the seed, then it starts tasting bitter.
Yeah, sometimes you hard. Just keep on chewing and just swallow it. I'll swallow it.
No, it's not safe.
Why is it not safe? You're gonna have a little grape.
There's poison in seed. Yeah. A very small amount of poison, but it is poison.
Really?
Yes. That's why you don't eat apple seeds and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you have to eat like a million of them to really get poison. But I'm just saying, you want that floating around your belly?
Yeah, because it's gonna grow an apple tree. Or grape tree. That's what I thought when I was younger.
And then you're gonna shit grapes. Hey, you hungry? I'm making one now.
Here's
a grape for you.
I would rinse that if I were you.
Yeah, right before you eat it, right?
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you?
Well, we're still talking about the kid. You don't want to talk about the kid?
We could back and forth. Why we have to be in order? Okay, you gotta be in order? I'm asking you a question. Answer the question.
I feel like that's
how you doing.
That little child is the only one that could weaken you. Like, that is the kryptonite for you right there. See, you're tough. See, your husband can't take you down. Your oldest, he tries and he gets your nerves.
Oh, that little smart little munchkin. Yeah. Ooh, I want to smack the crap out of his mouth, boy. He be saying the things that you want to go, really?
What'd you say?
Come to the bathroom. Let me
talk to you real quick in the bathroom.
You know?
Let's have a conference. Yeah. My mother used to do that to me,
talking
too.
Talking about he disappointed me. Mother.
Did he say, he disappointed
me?
He
said, I'm mean. I was like, I'm your mother. I'm not supposed to be nice.
I'm not your friend, boo.
He said, I'm disappointed in you. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
He said, what you know about disappointment?
I'm like, why you had another kid?
He said that?
Because I'm replacing you.
He said that, why you having another kid?
Yeah, he asked me questions. I was like, no, because, you know, you're getting older. And I was like, didn't you ask me for one? He said, no, you just wanted another one because you saw me getting older. I was like, oh, yeah.
The kid is ruthless, man.
Oh, man.
Out and have like one of those heart to hearts with him, like, hey son, you're having a brother. And was he like, mom,
no, I want a sister. I was like, well, listen, God dealt your brother, right? He said, no, I want a sister. Well, that's not happening, so just keep it moving.
That's funny. I can't wait till it's my turn.
He's too smart.
What do you know about disappointed? What you mean?
Yeah.
Who taught you disappointed? I didn't teach you that word.
I'm disappointed in you.
What you know about disappointed? You disappointed that Pinky Winkley didn't play with Telly Webby today. That's what you disappointed about. Snuffleupagus did not text.
Oh,
Big
no, that's
Bird.
Old to them. They don't know about Snuffleupagus.
Sesame Street is
they don't.
Wait, Sesame Street's not on the air anymore?
Probably the only. After that, they don't know stuff. Like Looney Tunes, the Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know nothing about that. He actually said the Tasmanian devil looks like a big dog. He didn't know the names. Oh, there goes that big dog.
How old is he now?
He's six.
Wow, he's six.
Yeah, and he said, oh, that's old, mommy. That's old school.
You know why they don't play it no more? Because it's too violent. They feel it's over-the-top violence and some mild racism. But that stuff was funny, man. I never got
tired. We didn't get that. We didn't get those. And now I'm looking at, I'm watching Disney Channel.
Yeah, it's not the same.
And these little kids are disrespectful. They talk back to their parents. And I'm like, I'm cutting Disney Channel. Because that's
yeah.
Sorry, Disney. He's not at that age to know not to talk.
Disney's
back.
Not going to sponsor this show. This is the show. Before you hear it, you got to click the thing that says you are okay with the adult content that's going to be shared. And she's already. We're 20 minutes in, and she's already talked about her period. And we've both talked about using the toilet.
We already said the N word.
Grapes.
I said the N word like probably 3 times.
Right? Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga. I don't remember hearing that. Nigga, you crazy.
Listen, it's so fluid. We just don't.
You crazy. I don't remember hearing that.
Yep.
So, that's dope. What's going on with me? I'm doing some shows.
Yeah.
TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
looking
a big star.
Looking fly. You got your SAG card now, right?
Yes. I do have my Screen Actors Guild
Congratulations.
Card. Thank you very much. I got lucky. I got on a couple TV shows. A TV show called Crime. They made me, can you guess what role I played?
Either bouncer or a pimp. Go ahead.
I was actually the prison librarian. So, now I'm lying. I was an inmate.
I was like,
No. That's the way those TV shows are how what people are. Like, they look at you and they make snap judgments. So they look at me, 6'4", 260, and I have a beard now. This is my look. I'm trying to find what my look is. So for now, I'm keeping the beard, and I might shave down to the goatee and just do a goatee and see how that looks. But yeah, inmate, thug, perp, those are my general roles. But the biggest show I've been on so far is probably, I'd say, is Power. I did Gotham, and yesterday, spoiler alert, I don't think I can get in trouble for this because, like, I'm not really telling people stuff they don't already know, but yesterday I shot a movie, Ninja Turtles Part 2, Heroes on a Half Shell. That's what it's called. Yesterday, yes, yeah, spoiler alert, yesterday we were at Madison Square Garden.
Hold up, but wasn't it 3D?
The first one was 3D. The second one's probably going to be 3D too.
Okay.
So we were at Madison Square Garden yesterday till about 1:30 in the morning shooting scenes for this. And I am featured prominently in a couple of the scenes. I don't want to tell you which because I want you to actually go watch the movie and then see me.
I hope they don't edit you out.
That's the downside of it because they take so much footage, you don't know what they're going to use. But this scene that we shot, they're definitely going to use it.
You think so?
Yeah, but I don't know which angle they're going to do because the main...
There's cameras all over the place.
Yeah, and they do different angles. So one of the scenes... See, I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I don't want to... Yeah, no, that's yeah. If they ever listen to the show,
yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, just be careful.
So
man.
I'm gonna. Well, when I get too close, you say.
I wanna know you. It's like you telling me.
Well, if you feel like uncomfortable, I'm not giving away any of the plot. Is what I'm trying to tell you. All it was basically.
But you say if you're getting too close, go.
If you feel like it's getting to be too much. So here in the Ninja Turtles movie, there's a scene where Michelangelo is in near the concession stand. I saw the actor who played him. All I was supposed to do was walk past, but they told us to act like we don't see him, but his character's like walking around, he's like talking to people, and he's like tapping around people, so as I walk by, he taps me, hey bro, what's going on,
Oh my god, so cool! So
that happened a couple times, and he did a bunch of different stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a scene where there were some players from the New York Knicks and the Clippers on... Something happens.
Look at your face. Oh my god.
I don't know.
Why did you go on the freaking topic if you can't talk about it?
Well, I can give you very light details.
I don't want light details. I want in all hot, melted, good stuff.
What I can tell you is I saw Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was there, but he was not in the movie. Mm. He was there with a couple of his teammates. It was really cool because not only did I get to go to Madison Square Garden and see this whole thing happen, but I got to go on the floor at MSG. And when we post this episode, I'm going to put some pictures on the blog, and some of you will follow. Pictures that I at MSG.
I didn't see that one. I don't be stalking you.
You should. I put some good stuff up.
Excuse you. I should be stalking you. Really? He's feeling himself, people. Go ahead.
Well, I got shots on the floor in front of the basket. I couldn't take any with any of the principals because that's obviously you can't do that. But
Hot Mess.
Hot Mess. How can they?
Hot Mess All Day. That's on Instagram. Yeah, it's on Instagram. Hot Mess All Day.
Uh-huh.
I think that's.
What about Truly Hot Mess?
Isn't that Instagram?
Truly a Hot Mess is Instagram.
No, Truly a Hot Mess is Twitter.
That's right. Truly, you don't even know us.
And
Instagram.
Yes.
And then
Hot Mess on Facebook. Yep. What about you?
So yeah, it's at Big Kev Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. No, that's wrong. That's all right.
No, I'm just making sure mine don't go off because mine's loud.
If Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then I have a fan page on Facebook that you can keep going on.
Mm-hmm. March 30th. Oh, that's Monday. Okay. You ain't gonna be there, but you know. Really? What is taking you so long? Everybody, they want to hear it. Somebody had messaged me.
Well, we have a little delay because of the weather, man. We haven't been recording as much, to be honest with you. And I feel like distance makes stuff feel fine. You know, I want to maybe do it like once or twice a month, a podcast, you know? You don't want to give people too much. You want people wanting more.
Yeah, but they want more.
But it's interesting you say that because we're also on Podomatic. You can subscribe to Rebel Car Radio on iTunes. You can listen on Podomatic or Stitcher. And I just have another one. I don't know the name of the website. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look it up. But Podomatic sends out stats of how we're doing. And it sends me regular emails. And within the past 2 weeks, we had 24 downloads and 12 people that streamed it. So I didn't think that was going to keep up. Some of you listening right now might be like, so what? But this is coming from
matters.
Like...
It matters, people. You matter,
that's
okay?
Coming from a big fat zero. So then check this out. So then the next week, I get the same stats and roughly the same amount of downloads and streams. So thank you all for listening. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by telling people who want to advertise with us, they can advertise.
Yep.
Because... I mean, this ain't free. Wink, wink. This ain't free.
You heard?
If you're an advertiser, you have a product you want to advertise, I think we should start doing that. Letting people come on with their products if they want to advertise.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I have a friend of mine. He has a clothing line called Suerte Muerte. And yeah, he's got some good stuff on there. They're putting on a wrestling show coming up soon. I'm going to try to get him on with us. Maybe we'll have to go to the school to record that.
Okay. I got people doing business moves too.
Yeah.
They're starting up their own business. That's great.
Maybe they can sponsor the show, get some free stuff, huh?
Yeah. I think a lounge is coming up. A lounge is in the making.
A lounge?
Yeah, a lounge. You know, a lounge where people buy liquor.
Oh, what lounge? What lounge?
It's coming up. You know, let them do their thing and then we'll advertise their lounge.
Okay. Well, I'm down. Maybe.
And then I have another person that's, you know, coming up making his own business.
Right. Well, you know, we can always record podcasts there. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Do it at different locations.
And DJ, hello.
Yeah. You know, what's awesome. It's like, I liked doing it at the studio, but it's almost more fun doing it in different places where I can look around and like, where are we at today?
Yeah.
And we're live or direct from
Hot Mess's
mama's house. Yeah. Enjoying some delicious grapes. I'm
rubbing my face now.
No, would you like one?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Can't have it. You want one?
No, I'm good.
Not going to give it to you.
Don't be a hater.
I am a hater. But yeah, so we had a lot of listens and downloads, which I think is fantastic.
And people
so,
were hitting me up on messages like, yo, it's, you know, they impressed.
I want more. So thank you all very much, all of you.
We do appreciate it.
For your support. We do appreciate it. And again, as we said, if you want to support us, just, you know, go check out all of our social media platforms. The website with the blog with all the episodes, rebelcrownradio.blogspot.com. That's crown with a K. You can also download the iTunes app, which is Rebel Crown Radio, by subscribing to the podcast and downloading Rebel Crown music. So you can, you know, when you get tired of hearing our voices, you can go and listen to some music. We play all kinds of music. We play some compa, hip hop, rap, R&B, all that good stuff. So tell me how messy, you know, about this earlier. I want to learn a different language. Like, my family's Trinidadian. We speak English in Trinidad and Grenada. But when we don't want people to understand what we're saying, they speak like a kind of, not a patois, but it's like a kind of broken English. For example, Igorif Igorai Wogoris Gogor
Tugur. Say what?
Let me finish.
Oh.
Igorif Igorai Wogoris Gogor Tugur Togor Tugur Guru Yuguru Igorif Wogoris Biguri Lagar Digris. Now, I actually said something there, and you're looking at me like, what did
what
you say?
What the fuck?
Excuse me. I don't know if I want to release like how it works, but I'm going to tell you. I don't care. I'm going to tell you. It's not a big secret. There's Trinity's listening right now that know what I said. It's basically you taking the word, breaking the syllables apart, and throwing any sound in there. There's different varieties. Some people say pupa, yupu, stuff like that. I prefer gurgur, the gurgur sound, because it's more confusing. Sogor, igorif, agorai, wogoris, tugru, togor, tugru, yugru, igorit, wogor, bigri, lagar, digris.
It sounds like you're putting a spell on me, brother.
No, I said, so if I was going to talk to you, it would be like this. Sogor, igorif, agorai, wogoris, gogor, tugru, togor, tugru, yugru, igorit, wogor, bigri, lagar, digris.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is the first syllable and the last syllable. Everything else in between is crap.
And somebody will understand that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But see, but your ears, you have to listen.
Yeah, you have to have the ears for me.
So
I don't.
Yuguru, Hagarath, Tuguru. If I were to talk slow, you'd understand. Yuguru, Hagarath, Tuguru, Ligurus, Sigurin, Tuguru, Wagarat, Agarai, Agaram, Say, Guri, Igarin.
I barely could understand Jamaicans with an accent, and you really want me to figure... Yeah,
all right. All right, swiper.
Scoop soup? That's how I put my deodorant.
Oh, God. All right, so tell me now. I want to learn some Creole.
What do you want to learn? I'm going to teach you the good words, like...
Well, first thing before you teach me, the good words... I know what good words you want to teach me. I know you too well. You want to use the bad words. And they tell me they mean something else, and I go talk to somebody else like, hey, there was this, what did you say? Offensive. But my friend told me that means hello. That
no,
doesn't mean hello.
No, that means go sit.
Let's start off with the basics. How you say thank you?
Well, I gotta break it down to you.
Like, there's more than one way to say thank you.
Hold up, listen. Creole is actually broken down French and I think Spanish and Swahili.
See. There we go.
Okay. So
you said Swahili?
Yeah, Swahili.
Oh wait. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So basically if you're telling me it'll be, you know, thank you is merci.
Okay, I'll
give you
under that.
Okay.
Merci.
Okay, and if I say, you do something, I say merci, and
merci
you,
beaucoup.
Yes. And then my response would be de rien. That's you're welcome.
De rien?
De rien.
You know, I took some French in high school. This all sounded a little familiar.
Yeah, because it's broken down into it.
All right, teach me something that I wouldn't know. Like, how about good afternoon?
Bonsoir.
Isn't that hello?
Bonjour. Bonjour is good morning.
What about good night?
Bonsoir
is good. Good afternoon, good night is the same?
Yes, right?
Let's go to the judges. Mom is saying that good afternoon, good night is the same thing. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
All right. Now.
See, I got backup now, so.
Yeah, all
I'm
right.
Good.
All right, give me something that I can't find in a textbook now.
In the textbook? No, yeah. Creole, actually, in the universities, they actually teach in Creole, so I can't tell you. I know what is not going to be in a textbook. Because you got people that are not Haitian that are speaking.
You know what I mean? They got the conversational stuff, but I need something that I can... All right, let me put it like this. Like, if I meet another Haitian in the street, I want to say something to them so they know, like, oh, why are you... You know... they don't know I'm Haitian. I say this, like, oh, you Haitian? They're like, nah,
the minute you go, uh-oh, sac passe, they, like, off the back, like, oh, my God, this guy's Haitian. And then next thing, you're like, no, this is all I know. And they're like, oh, hey. It depends how shocked you are. Depends how shocked you are. You can be like,
uh-oh. What's this guy's name? I can't remember his name. There's a guy on Facebook.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
He does all the Caribbean voices.
Haitian
you know,
V?
Huh?
Haitian V?
No. It's,
Will?
I don't
Will Smith?
No. He's a Spanish guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
not
about.
Not Spanish, but he's like light skinned.
He's on my Instagram. He said, Haitian go like this.
Yeah.
Trinidadian go
what's
like
his
that.
Name?
I think something hype.
Oh, Major Hype. That's
yeah,
right.
See?
Give me a high five.
There you go.
One of these shows. And do some trivia.
Okay.
I wish I could get him on the show. I mean, we're not big enough yet,
cool.
But that would be
awesome. Yeah, he'd be all over the place now. He kills the accent. I can't do a Haitian accent.
Nope,
for
nobody
nothing.
Knows what he is. He does Guyanese. He's Jamaican. He's Panamanian.
We don't know what he is, but he kills it.
But he has this one thing he does, like where like Haitians that lose their job and how they act. So he's like, you know, hey, Guichon, we're gonna have to let you go. What are you talking about, man? I'm doing my job here.
No. Let him listen. I'm telling you, I can't do the accent, and you over here trying to imitate.
Well, it's funny because it, like, he ends it with like, the devil, man.
No. Leave it to him. I'm trying to work on finding an accent for me. I'm just like, you know. Pick a color.
Basically, I wanna know something I can say to some others other than that. That's too easy. Sac passe. Everybody says that.
Mac bao calot. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna smack you.
Okay, no. Haitians also known for their temper. Okay, just want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. Give me something else.
I'm going to give you everything nasty. I don't even know why you even asking.
All right, what does, not for them say this before, mm-hmm. What does get on with? What is that?
That's really, that? Really, really, we're going to go to my mother and we're going to see, mommy, what's get momo mean? Because I heard you say it a lot of get my mom. What does it mean? Oh, they said fuck you. That's what it means.
Is it?
You just heard them say it. So don't say, but it don't translate like that. But they say it's something about your mama. Yeah, but I guess it's saying, it sounds like, you know, go fuck your mother. But they say fuck you, so we just gonna go with that. Ask a question, not listen. Ask a question, not give you an answer. We don't curse. We're not a cursing people. We're friendly people. You just get, go ahead. You wanna go kill yourself? Go kill yourself. You cut us off, oh well.
You give me something, you holding back. I need something that I can say.
Mostly Caribbeans suck their teeth. That's a big. How did Jamaicans say? They chirp, suck your teeth,
chipe.
Haitians say chipe. That kids can't do that.
Wait. They actually say chipe. They don't say so.
No, they don't say chipe. That's what we call it in Creole.
Oh, chipe. But this is awesome. You guys.
But don't let a kid suck their teeth. Oh, you will get the backhand of a life.
This is awesome. You guys didn't think you were going to turn into this podcast and get like a language lesson, but we're learning here. Dirty stuff, fine. I'll let you go ahead. Hot mess. Come on. Give me some more dirty stuff.
No. I'm a nice person.
Who are you lying to? You know, your kid's not young, old enough to understand what you're saying.
I don't curse in Creole. I know the curse words, but I was going to teach you, like, go lick your balls off here.
Go ahead. All right. Go for it.
Oh, now I got to figure out how I'm going to say go lick your balls. Alice Gunu. I just said go lick your balls. Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Alice.
Alice.
Grenou.
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 Oh, you gotta get the
Grenou. I'm just going extra with this.
Grenou. And you got a point. Here's what you're doing. They know you need business.
You do what you do. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Nothing? Yeah, you gotta have something else that
you
we can.
You see the stare, right?
She's like a blank. And what's crazy is she probably has more stuff that she says in English than she does in Creole.
Yeah, I know my mom can't curse. Can't curse in English. Like, it's like, fuck you, mother sucker. It just doesn't work.
Fuck your mother.
You bitch. She can't curse.
Kiss your ass. What do you mean kiss your ass? You mean kiss my ass? No, you kiss your ass.
Yeah, so.
I find that foreigners sometimes are very good.
Do you curse around your mother? Oh, and you come over here making me look bad. Really? But anyways, I've heard one time my mother dropped something and she said shit, and that's the only time I heard her say the curse in a proper a text. Is it right?
In the proper text. That's right.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
Listen, I've heard my mother curse before too. Like, I was shocked the first time I heard it.
I was like, wow.
But it was, it is.
She was like, ooh.
Ooh, she's like, y'all can't say it. It's like the N-word to white people. You can't say it just because I
said
it.
Now, we're talking about cursing. This is perfect. That Bruno Mars song, Uptown Funk You Up. Uptown funk you up.
Yeah.
My son sings that and I'll be like, no, that's not the word. No. I said, you can't say
that. That's the word.
No.
That's only one
version.
When
he says it, it goes, Uptown fuck you up. Uptown fuck you up.
There's only one version.
No, he's not saying funk. He's saying F-U-C-K. I know that's what he's saying.
No, there's only one version. Uptown funk.
Yeah, it sounds like uptown funk.
Oh, you saying it sounds like that's what he's saying. Okay. I thought you were saying that is what he's saying.
When he's singing it, and me and my husband look at him, that's not the word. And I think he really goes in because he knows it sounds like a bad word. So when he's going in like uptown fuck you up. We were looking at him. He was like, you can't really do it because it really sounds like it. Yeah. Like, half-ass. That Verizon half. I'm like, annoying. Oh, she's a half-ass job. Like,
they're walking a very fine line.
Yeah. What did you say? Hold up, wait a minute. Yeah, this fast. Yeah, so it's I'm just looking in like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This world is weird, what people find, like, things entertaining. Like, no, things are changing, for sure. I will tell you this. What, and I want to ask, I always like to get, what are we doing here? What is that you just spit up? Yeah, get a little congestion. Oh, that's so nice. Your husband's a lucky guy. Y'all.
Oh, I already told you. Mm-hmm. I think it's Zach Malik. Zayn Malik.
All right, sorry to all my One Direction fans.
They'd be like, oh my God, who listening? Up his name.
I'm going to get a lot of hate mail. Mm-mm. And I'd love to get it. So at me on Twitter, at Big Kev Comedy, if you want to send me some hate tweets for messing up this guy's name.
Facebook hot mess.
You know that we'll do it too. They will do it.
Yeah, there's, I don't care. None of us.
Yeah, I love the hate. So he left the group. He says he's got personal issues.
No, he said he wants a normal
life. Yeah, wants a normal life. He's only in his 20s, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. 20-something. Yeah. But he wants...
If you don't know.
He's been doing it a long time. For those of you who don't know, he started, I believe it was Simon Cowell, the British version of X Factor, put them all together, and they just took off from there. And it's been... Some people don't ever reach that level of success, and he reached it in a few years, and it was... Their popularity stayed up there. It wasn't like they fell off and went. No, they were hot for years.
They were not one-hit wonders. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I mean,
do I care? That's the question, right?
Huh?
Do I care? Hot mess. Do I care?
Yeah. Do you care?
No.
You don't care?
Nope. I didn't even know the guy's name.
You don't care that Zayn?
I didn't know the guy's name.
What did I just say? His name? Mustafa Zayn?
Listen, I was talking about Lion King movie that's about to come out. I was like, there's a new Lion King movie coming out?
I'm going to agree with you, Hamas. I don't really care that this guy left the group. But what's funny is that...
Oh, they wilding out.
Seven vines of girls crying. Just crying.
Crying on the floor.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm gonna miss you. But like, really?
Crying.
Yeah, they cried.
He's never met them.
Have you seen a black person?
There was one. There was one I saw. Okay. There was one I saw.
One token black person crying. Okay, good.
Now,
that means he hit all walks of life.
For real. Now, there's people living in Africa right now.
Mm-hmm. They're not crying. Come on.
They don't have food to eat. And water.
And you're telling me they're crying?
You go there right now and say, go to Ethiopia right now and say Zayn left One Direction. I'll be like, food?
They'll be like, did he go in the right direction? In water? I'll go there. Yeah. He shaved his head. TMZ was reporting that he shaved his head. Yeah, like, they're not gonna recognize you. Come on, man.
Something else. Can you say? Michael.
Who?
Michael Sam.
Who?
First openly gay NFL player.
No care.
Yep.
No, gay's not a thing anymore. It's done. Like, let's move on to the next thing.
And the NFL. Which he can't call himself that anymore because he's not actually on any NFL team.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was on the practice squad of the Rams.
Yeah, he's trying to matter. He's just trying to matter. Go ahead.
Now, they have a veterans combine every year at the NFL where the players who are, you know, been in the league for more than a couple of years try to get signed by a team. And I feel bad for him. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that he's gay. Like, some teams, like, we don't want that kind of...
No.
Because he was an SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Like, he was a really good player. He's not a scrub. It's just, you know, he just happens to be gay.
And they just didn't pick him up. I don't think it has to do what he does in the bedroom. Like, really? You really think, like, what you do in the bedroom matters? Like, what I do in the bedroom might shock people, but I don't think it's going to kill them to be like, oh, my God, that's what Hopkins does. Like,
figure out what you do in the bedroom.
It doesn't matter.
Read books, play video games.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick your toes, pick your nose.
It's not no 50 Shades of Grey, I'll tell you, it's more exciting than that. Yo. I didn't watch the movie. I started reading a book and I was like, get out of here. This is some bullshit. I didn't go to. I felt it was badly cast, but that's me. I started reading the first book and I didn't finish it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it wasn't, it didn't, no.
All the hype behind this movie, and it fell flat to me. Like, the scenes, they kept, I don't know if I saw a bootleg version, but it was like streaming on one of my favorite sites, MovieTube, where you could see stuff for free in HD, right? I went there, I watched it. The parts that were very racy, they kind of skipped forward on. Like, well, I mean, who's gonna believe some girl's gonna go sign a contract to be some guy's submissive and then let him beat her and all that stuff and then don't talk about it? There's women out there getting beat right now. They ain't signed no contract. Tina Turner in her younger years. Is he sleeping? Tina Turner, right? Who else? Faith for a short time. You don't want to talk about 50 Shades of Grey? I mean, it was a bad movie. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was boring. What about Sorry. Karrueche is going to be on Inyala Save My Life.
Okay.
That show should be Inyala Take My Life, because all those people on the show are train wrecks.
That's why she's fixing them.
I don't think she can fix them. Some of those people just need to just, you know, call it a life right now. Just,
it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Karrueche's on the show. She's not famous. She's
dating somebody though.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
That's famous. I don't know. I don't know. I know she ain't win no
prize.
Point.
Shit. So why is she on the show? Nobody cares. I'm like, you tell me this girl's on the show.
Did she host something?
I don't know. The only reason I know who this girl is because Chris Brown dated her. And it
seems like she's getting shitted on all the time. So why are we still talking about her?
I don't know. It's the media. They just...
The media just love stories. Just let them be what they do. I don't understand.
They love the side chicks. They love the mess and the nonsense they bring. I can't believe we've been talking for...
More than an hour?
No, just about an hour.
Oh, okay. Right.
I mean, it's about 50 minutes. We got another 10 minutes to go.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to... Oh, little man. Do black... Do that.
Yeah.
We haven't done
favorite,
it in a while.
My favorite.
We're going to keep trying to get more guests, guys. And if you have suggestions on like what you want...
The topics you want us to talk about. And talk. Like we're on the phone. This
is better than you sit here, you talk. I'm sorry. Would you like a grape hot mess?
Yes.
I've been eyeballing my grapes all day. I've eaten most of them, but I've let you the ones that
Thank you. Oh my
God! Someone's house and gonna eat their grapes.
And the point is, some people would offer you some people, mm-hmm. and they're like, "No, I'm okay, good." But in all reality, they want the grapes.
So, we're now going to play.
Tastes so good. Nice and juicy too.
You want to make suggestions to us on what you want to hear on the show? We're more than welcome. All we do. Push your product. If you want to come on the show and talk about your product,
we'll promote it.
We'll do it. Just hit us up at Big Camp Comedy or at Truly a Hot Mess
on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Or Hot Mess on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Truly Hot Mess All Day on Instagram.
On Instagram and at Big Camp Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is Big Camp Comedy. Like the page and let us know what you want to hear talk about. We appreciate everybody who's listening. Mm-hmm. We're building.
Hold on, I'm famous. I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, we famous. And listen, they know my name at my supermarket. And at the post office. They know. Say what? Listen, they know me, boo-boo.
So what we're going to do here is something we try to do every week if we can. We're going to play Black, White, or Other.
Black, White, or Other.
And the way the game works, if you haven't been listening to the show, if this is your first time listening, I read a crazy news story.
Read it.
And without giving away too much details about the story, and based on what happened in the story, you have to tell me if the crime, the person who committed the crime,
White or Other.
At this point, the Michael Jackson music should be playing, so you should kind of know that that's what the game is about. Boom, hot mess. So are you ready? I'm going to read you the story. This was a little lengthy, but I think it's worth it.
Okay.
All right.
Let me listen to the detail.
All right. So a man, wanted for burglary in Central Maine, avoided arrest until he revealed his hiding spot on Snapchat.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
social media.
Man posted on his Snapchat that he was back in his home in Fairfield. After tipsters relayed that information to police, the authorities showed up looking for the fugitive. Because they couldn't find him. He escaped. They couldn't find him. Didn't know
what
was.
What was the crime?
Oh, you want to know what he did? I'm sorry. It was for burglary. It was for burglary. So they couldn't find, didn't know where he was, didn't know where to go, and busted himself on Snapchat. So I want you to tell me.
I say white.
The person just black, white, or other.
I say white.
Mm-hmm. Is that your final answer? No phone friends, anything?
Oh, man. It could go either way. It's a universal crime.
So burglary, but who posts their location on Snapchat?
I'm saying white.
That is correct. He is white. He was white. White man. And here's a tip. If you're trying to get away with a crime, it's a good idea to stay on social media. Is it?
Everybody's giving this stuff. Like the McDonald girls that got, that jumped that. Like, really?
That was awful. Would you have jumped in to help her?
Hell no. Do you see all the people there? Please. I'm a watch. I'm like,
yeah, I feel different. You're like, I'm like, yo, if that was so. I know I didn't know
you're
her,
bigger
but,
than I am.
Okay, that's true. I would have been like, you know.
But you still would have some trouble.
Nah, well, I wouldn't. Was, yeah, there was brolic. I wouldn't have jumped in right away. I would have just, you know, let him go
he was
for
like
a little
a
bit. I let him go for a little bit, and then I'd be like, all right, cool. She had enough. She had enough. That's cool. She had enough.
It was brolic.
That's how people, when they fight, they don't know when to stop. Like, all right, you down, that's good. Let's walk away. People want to just keep stomping. Anyway. Uh-oh, somebody's up. He's chilling. Oh, what you getting on for you?
Yeah, he got fans.
All right, here's the next one. This lady was arrested for allegedly shopping a $69 shirt. She black, white, or other.
For $69?
$69 shirt.
Dollar shirt.
Yes.
White.
No, she's actually Spanish.
Spanish.
Nice try. Aww. Nice try. Let's go find some more dumb criminals. Oh, this man wore diapers and faked being autistic to get women to babysit him.
White.
He was sentenced to 3 years in prison for groping an 18-year-old daughter of one of the crown nannies. And yes, ding, 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 ding.
Yep, yep.
He is white.
Yep.
Let's keep going. We got some time. Let me see how much time we got here on it. Yeah, we got a couple minutes here.
All right, let's do a thing. Come on.
Let's keep going. Let's give you some more. This man allegedly broke into a home and smashed statues and furniture because he claimed God told him to do it.
Whoa, that's universal. I've heard this before.
Okay, it's tough.
Yeah, it can be Spanish.
Do you want to phone? What do your mother knows? Do you want to ask your mom if you would?
Nah, she wouldn't.
She would know?
Repeat it again.
All right, I'll give it to you again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally do this.
I know.
But this man allegedly broke into a Connecticut home, smashed statues and furniture because he claimed God. Black,
somebody
white,
else's
or other.
Home, right?
Yeah.
And he was smashing.
Anything.
Okay, I know it's not black.
I can't tell you.
I know it's not black. Black people just stole them. Yeah. Is that the white or something?
I'm getting way too long with this question, boy.
I say white.
He is white.
Yep.
There you go. No, don't second guess yourself. Okay, you know what the show is. All right. Let's see if we have a good one here. No, that's okay. Police in a small, clotted town in northwest Michigan are touting the arrest of Batman.
Batman.
The legendary Cape Crusader was reportedly nabbed while dangling from a 30-foot high building. The unmasked superhero wannabe is actually local. Oh, no. You know what? Can't use that one. I'm going to cut that out.
Cut it out.
Thank God for editing, huh? Mm-hmm. Here's a good one. Some people have guilt written all over their faces, and others, like this suspect, have apologies tattooed across their foreheads. A booking photo released by authorities in South Carolina appears to show 51-year-old sporting a facial tattoo that reads, "Please forgive me if I say or do anything stupid. Thank you."
What the?
And then he went and stole someone's car, is he black, white, or other?
White.
Yeah, he's white. He actually has a tattoo. He tattooed it on his head. Check that guy out. If you want to see any of these stories, go to Huff.
Wow.
Go to Auto. You ever play Grand Theft Auto, the new one, GTA 5?
No, not the new one.
He's the guy. He's
black because I saw the picture.
Great. Okay. Okay, here we go. Did this one already. I'm trying to find another one for you.
Did you see the, I was seeing a picture on Facebook how these women were going after the picture of their butt after the injection. And they were going to make it come up with like it was gone by acid or. And I was like, oh my god, that's horrible. I hope I can show you it.
This man wouldn't let
it. Hold on. Just give me a second. When you give black people instructions or rule, it seems like in this household, they don't give a fuck. Like, I don't need you to be here.
This won't make the show good.
Real. Make it more real.
Check it out. Because here's the last one, and then we're going to wrap it up and get up out of here. This man wouldn't let a good beer go to waste, police say. The 52-year-old ordered a beer at a bar, left to rob a bank, then returned to the watering hole to finish his brew. Is he black, white, or?
I think that's a black shit, though.
Is it?
I think it's borderline black and white, but.
So you wouldn't just rob a bank and head straight to Mexico? Rob a bank, head back to the bar.
He probably thought he was gonna drink down his DNA. it's not so stupid.
What do you think?
Beer. Sounds like black. He was white? Dumb ass.
He with it, but then got caught when he didn't leave the tip, I'm sure. So positive. But yeah, that is.
All day? Yeah. That means I'm racist, huh? A little bit racist. Mm-hmm. It's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. We need more Indians to be doing things, man. Yeah, Indians and we haven't got no Africans. Mm-hmm. Or we just put them in the category of black. Oh. That's a good question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Asians
good
too. We don't have no Asians doing nothing.
No, stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Good show. A ton of fun here with Hot Mess. It's a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was by quick. Yeah, it was fun.
Went by real quick. I want to follow again. Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is Big Kim Comedy. Channel now.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. Hot Mess All Day on Instagram. Truly a Hot Mess on Twitter. Hot Mess on Facebook.
That's right. Those are. Show coming out on Public Access TV. Take a bunch of sketches and stuff like
that. Yes! Congratulations,
guys. It's going to be airing on cable access channels in Brooklyn. I'm not sure if any other areas can get them.
Mm-hmm. You're all over the place. Nah, I don't like that. But okay. Hey, it's come up. Hey, you gotta start from somewhere. From the bottom of working.
It's a slave? I'm like, yeah. That's so cool. You know, all these calls. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have any lines. I was just there. But,
okay.
Crap.
You gonna miss it.
I'm gonna be a bouncer at a club. So, and I'm gonna be on Power. Power's coming on in the summertime. So you guys look for that. If you see me, take a screenshot. Maybe I'll send you something nice if you screenshot it and then tag.
Just send him some grapes.
I'll send him some grapes if you can screenshot me taking pictures.
Some grapes.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this is fun.
All day.
Now that the summer is coming, we're gonna be doing this like once a week.
Once a week. Out. We need to start putting pictures of us.
I think so.
And let the people
different
see
places.
What you know. Yeah.
You don't know what we look like.
We could definitely take a picture here.
You need to put more pictures on your Instagram. You don't be up on that Instagram.
I don't.
You posted something on Facebook or something, talking something about people don't make the rules for me or something like that.
What was it? I make moves. People don't make me make moves. That's the state of mind. It's like I move when I want to move. Like can't tell me I have a problem with authority.
What made you put that up?
I just random thought. I just thought about it. I was like, yo, I make moves.
Okay.
People don't make
me
make moves.
I'm gonna need you to get up on them social accounts and get more interactive because that's how you get followers and get eyes on.
I got followers. I got some followers.
Yeah. So the 24 of you.
Yes, we appreciate it. You listening to us talk shit.
No.
I promise. No, I don't promise. So when you forget, I can say. Hot mess. Ahala. Deuces.
All right, it's closing time. Who's paying the tab?
I'm leaving.
Get the lid out, pudgy.
You know what?
What?
We're done, babe.
No, we're not done. We've just started.
We gotta wrap this up, get this show on the road.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Let's call it a night, huh?
All right, show's over. I'm tired.
Drive home safely.
Goodbye.
Good night.
www.rebelcrown.com.
Rebel Crown.
This turns me on.
Do I make you horny, baby?